With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. A tropical system has prompted emergency flood warnings throughout much of Florida.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has declared a state of emergency for much of the state because torrential rain is expected to fall from the Florida Keys through the central part of the state into the western panhandle. Low-lying coastal and urban areas hit hard in June are expected to get flooded again. Sandbags have been distributed from Fort Lauderdale to Tampa. This tropical cyclone could develop into a tropical storm, which would be named Debbie if it strengthens. This system could cross over the panhandle Sunday into the Atlantic, threatening Georgia and the Carolinas. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, nearly 1 year after a devastating wildfire swept through Maui, those seeking legal damages have reached a $4 billion settlement. On Friday, a new court filing revealed the parties involved in hundreds of lawsuits finally reached a global settlement to resolve all the claims that resulted from the disaster. More than 600 lawsuits have been filed over the destruction, which killed 102 people and gutted historic downtown Lahaina. The United States is boosting its military presence in the Middle East.
The U.S. Defense Department will move a fighter jet squadron to the Middle East and maintain an aircraft carrier in the region. The move by the Pentagon comes as President Joe Biden made good on his promise to beef up the American military presence to help defend Israel from possible attacks by Iran and its proxies, and safeguard U.S. troops. In a statement, Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin also ordered additional ballistic missile defense-capable cruisers and destroyers to the European and Middle East regions. Steps are also being taken to send more land-based ballistic missile defense weapons there. I'm Norman Hall.
This is SRN News. The Salvation Army is fighting against modern slavery and human trafficking.
One of the Salvation Army's efforts is the Green Light Project in Greece. Volunteers are working in Athens' Red Light District to support women who are being sexually exploited and trafficked. The project team walks alongside survivors as they regain their physical and emotional health. The church-based ministry also is helping women gain the necessary legal documents to establish residency and find dignified employment. Jeremy House, SRN News.
A conservative group called Moms for Liberty wins a court victory over Title IX. The group, which advocates for parental rights, was fighting against the Biden administration's push to allow biological men into private women's spaces. A lawsuit against the Education Department resulted in a federal judge ordering that the Title IX rewrite would be blocked from any school with a Moms for Liberty parent. This is SRN News. There's an air of caution as Israelis mark the Sabbath. The latest from the media line's Michael Friedson.
Israel's weekly anticipation of the Sabbath at sundown on Friday is moving noticeably off-center as room for the en masse expectation of an attempted retaliation sweeps the nation. The killings of Hamas political chief Ismail Haniyeh, brazenly carried out on terror patron Iran's home field by an explosive device secreted in his VIP guest quarters some time ago, and the aerial strike that eliminated senior Hezbollah commander Fuad Shukr in the proxy capital city of Beirut, add embarrassment and humiliation to the already skyrocketing anger behind the calls for reaction in kind. A familiar form of Mideast gallows humor has overtaken conversations as the nation navigates the weekend with caution. I'm Michael Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and SRNnews.com.